the bookcase I made with a hammer. I know he only wanted to help, but the bookcase was done already.
You know, that goes for our salvation, too. Hey, I'm glad you're here. This is Keys for Kids. You know, sometimes people think that they can earn their way to heaven by doing good things. Maybe you think the same thing. But the truth is, the Bible is clear. We don't get to heaven by doing anything other than trusting in Jesus. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says this, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." And now for our story, it's called The Finished Bookcase. "I'm going to Mr. Harvey's shop to pick up the bookcase I made for Dad," Troy told his little brother. "Want to come along? We'll take the wagon and you can help pull it." Finn clapped his hands. "Yay!" he exclaimed. "You'll tell Daddy the present is from me too, won't you? Because I'm helping." Troy smiled and agreed. At Mr. Harvey's shop, Troy showed Finn the bookcase. Then he walked to a back corner of the shop where Mr. Harvey was working. "Thanks for showing me how to make the bookcase for my dad," said Troy. "Here's the money I owe you for the supplies I used." Mr. Harvey took the money, and they both turned toward the bookcase. Troy gasped. Finn was standing next to it with a raised hammer. "What are you doing, Finn?" yelled Troy. "I'm helping make Daddy's bookcase," replied Finn. He gave it a whack just before Troy was able to grab the hammer from his hand. "You said I could help, Troy." "I know, Finn," said Troy, "but you can't help make it because it's already totally finished." He was relieved to see that Finn had made only a very small dent on the back of the bookcase, and it wouldn't show. "You can help me pull it home, and you can help give it to Dad, okay?" Mr. Harvey smiled. "Troy, while you were working on the bookcase, we talked several times about how we can get to heaven," he said. "Do you remember what you told me?" "Sure. Like I said, I try hard to be good," said Troy. "I obey my parents. I go to church. I'm pretty sure I'll make it to heaven." "But Troy," said Mr. Harvey, "just like Finn tried to help with your finished gift of a bookcase, you're trying to help God with his finished gift of salvation. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, 'It is finished.' He did everything necessary for you to have the gift of salvation. There's nothing you can do to help. You just need to trust that he's already done everything for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?" Troy nodded as he slowly ran his fingers over the bookcase top. So how about you? Do you think you need to do good things to get to heaven? That's not possible. There's nothing you can do to earn your salvation. God has totally finished all the necessary work. You must simply accept what Jesus has done. There's no work left for you to do. For more information, see the ABCs of Salvation found on page 109 of the Keys for Kids devotional, and trust in Jesus today. Our key verse is found in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And our key thought, Jesus alone saves from sin. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you're going to love Keys for Kids Radio. It's our radio station that's made just for you, and you can catch me every day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.